All right. Well, I hope you kids are having a good time. And it's time for the Bible lesson now, all right? So I want everybody's eyes up here. Everybody's eyes up here. I want to see your eyes. I want to see the white of your eyes. Look up here, look up here, look up here, look up here, look up here. Look up here. I want to see your eyes. Okay, I want to see your hands. Can I see your hands? All right, let me see your hands. Okay, everybody, everybody. If you're not looking at me, you're not putting your hands up. Put your hands up, 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 put your hands together, put your hands together. All right, zip your mouth. Good. All right, and put your hands on your lap just for 10 minutes. We're going to do a quick lesson, and then we're going to get through this, okay? And I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can raise your hand if you want to try to answer, all right? But we've been going through these lessons in the Bible, and tonight we are going to learn about a man named Abraham. Does anybody know who Abraham was? Anybody know who Abraham was? Go ahead, tell me. Stand up, tell me who Abraham was. You know? She forgot. Oh, man. All right, anybody want to take a guess? Anybody want to take? It's okay, because you're going to learn about Abraham. Anybody want to take a guess? They all have amnesia now. All right. Matthew, go ahead. Stand up. No, you're right. All right, I think I'm maybe making you guys nervous. Abraham, so here's what we're going to learn about tonight, okay? The lesson is called The Call of Abraham. And Abraham, like Matthew was saying, was the first person that God called out, and he's often called the father of faith, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and draw Abraham. Now, Abraham lived a long time ago, all right? And when Abraham lived, he lived actually thousands of years before the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And the Bible actually tells us that when God called Abraham, he was already pretty old. The Bible tells us he was 75 years old. And who thinks that Abraham maybe had a beard? Probably had a beard. Some of your dads have beards because they're old. And so he had a beard. I don't have a beard because I'm not old. All right. But Abraham was 75 years old when God called him. And let's see. Let's give him a smile. Give him a nice little beard here. And let's see if we can draw Abraham. All right. Let's give him a long coat. And let's give him a pair of pants. How about that? And maybe a belt. Let's give him a blue belt. A blue belt because he also did jiu-jitsu. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a thing. Okay, that's not in the Bible. That was a joke. Don't take that. All right, so let's see. Maybe give him a belt. All right, so this is Abraham. Who knows, when God called Abraham, here's what the Bible says. I'll read the verses. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." All right? So God calls Abraham. And when God calls Abraham, he not only called Abraham, but Abraham brought with him. Does anybody know who Abraham brought with him? Anybody have their hand raised? Who's got their hand raised? Nobody? All right, let's see. Let's see if I can draw someone and Abraham brought with him, maybe we can give some hair here. He brought his wife, exactly. He brought his wife. And let's see, we can give her a dress. Maybe not have such broad shoulders. All right, let's give her, how about pink? Does that make sense? Who knows that pink's for girls? Pink's for girls, blue for boys, okay? So, let's give her All right, and her name was Sarah. Let's see if we can make her look a little nicer. There you go, that looks a little nicer, I think. So Abraham brought Sarah, and Abraham and Sarah had no children, okay? This is actually important, not for this story, but it's important for another story. But they did have a nephew, and the nephew was younger, and his name was Lot. Let's give him a coat too. All right, give him a belt. And let's give him a green belt. He's in karate. So, green belt. Okay, so the Bible tells us when Abraham left his country, he left with Sarah and with Lot, and he brought all of his stuff, and he had servants that came with him as well. He had a whole household that came, but these are the three main characters that came with Abraham. And the interesting thing about Abraham, because remember, Abraham was the first, right? And because he was the first person that we see in the Bible that God began to work through, he's often referred to as the father of faith. And he's called the father of faith because of a lot of things in his life. There's a lot of things that Abraham did in his life that point out his faith. But the big one, or maybe I should say the first one, is that Abraham, the Bible says, when God called him out, okay? So here's what the Bible says in Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Unto a land that I will show thee. The Bible tells us in Hebrews about Abraham, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. And here's what the Bible says, and here's why we call him the father of faith. Not knowing whither he went. Not knowing whither he went. So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that God called Abraham on a journey. All right, I'm going to draw a road here. And this road represents a journey. And God told Abraham, I want you to go somewhere. And I don't know if Abraham asked this question, but if it were me, I would have said, sure thing, God, where do you want me to go? And God said, I'm not going to tell you yet. I just want you to go. I don't know what this looks like to you, but I'm trying to draw a question mark. God told Abraham, you just go and I'll direct you. And when you get there, I'll let you know. And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that when Abraham started this journey, it tells us that he obeyed and he went out not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where God was going to have him be, where God was going to have him live. He just knows that God told him to go. So Abraham stepped out by faith. And that's why he's called the father of faith, because he obeyed God, even though he didn't know all the details, even though he didn't know how it was all going to work out. And here's an application for you kids and also for the adults. And it's this, that sometimes obeying God means that we don't have all the details. We don't know how it's all going to work out. We don't know what God has in store for us, but we need to just obey God's word. Whatever the consequences are, whatever it is, how it's going to work out, we just have to believe that God knows best. Now, here's the thing about when God called Abraham. The Bible says that God called him, and he told him to go unto a land that I will show thee of. And then in verse 2, the Bible says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, I want you kids to hear this, because this is something very important in the Bible. What we just read about is called the Abrahamic Covenant. This is a covenant that God made with Abraham, where he promised him that he was going to make him a great nation and that he was going to be a blessing. He said, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And the important thing about this covenant that God made with Abraham is that this covenant is called the Abrahamic covenant. Abrahamic. And it's important because not only did God make a great nation out of Abraham, Abraham eventually had a son named Isaac, who also had a son named Jacob, who also had 12 sons, who became the 12 tribes of Israel, and they became a great nation. But even more than that, the Bible tells us that through this Abrahamic covenant, God gave Abraham a great descendant that would come in the future. And God gave Abraham this descendant because Abraham obeyed right now when God told him to go. He didn't ask why. He didn't refuse. He didn't know where he was going, right? It was a big question mark, but he knew that God told him to go, so he just went. And as a result, this Abrahamic covenant was fulfilled in a very important and a very famous individual that you've probably heard of. Let's see if you can guess it. The descendant of Abraham, due to this Abrahamic covenant, ended up being the Lord Jesus Christ. And that covenant is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a descendant of Abraham. He's a descendant of the father of faith. The Bible says in Galatians 3:16, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made, and he saith not into seeds as of many, but as of one, into thy seed, which is Christ. So what makes Abraham special and what makes the Abrahamic covenant special is that Abraham is the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and probably a lot more greats in front of that, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is a descendant of Abraham. All right, so that's the first lesson you should know about Abraham, is that he stepped out by faith, not knowing where he was going to go. He just obeyed God, and as a result, God gave him a covenant that told him he was going to make him a great nation and gave him a great descendant that would bless all nations, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's another thing that I want you to know about Abraham, and we're going to finish up here in a second. The first thing is that he stepped out by faith, right? He stepped out by faith. But another thing that I want you to know about Abraham is that he separated from bad influences. You know, the Bible tells us about Abraham that when God called him out, it says in verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Now, sometimes people ask the question, why would God tell Abraham to leave his family and his friends and the place where he grew up in order to make this great nation? And the book of Joshua tells us this, and I want you to hear it. In Joshua 24 and verse 2, the Bible says, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham. This is Joshua speaking hundreds of years after Abraham. He says, Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. So, you know, one thing the Bible tells us is that the land that Abraham came from was a land where people, let's see if I can draw this, served other gods. And the gods there, it's a lowercase g god. And the idea is this, that Abraham came from a place where people worshipped, I don't know if you guys can guess what this is, But this is supposed to represent an idol. And Abraham lived in a place where people worshipped idols. Here's a little statue. See if we can give it. And see, God wanted to establish Abraham as the father of faith. And the Christian religion is a religion that has no symbols, has no statues. We don't have any idols that we worship. We worship the God of the Bible, and we don't make images of him. That's what the Ten Commandments teaches us. But Abraham came from a place where they worshiped idols. And God needed Abraham to separate from those bad influences because people were worshiping these idols. See if we can... I want to try to see if we can just make some stick figures of people worshiping this idol. All right, there's a stick figure. There's a stick figure. So Abraham had to separate from these people in order to serve the true God. And this is a lesson that we learned from Abraham. Lesson number one is this, that he stepped out by faith. And sometimes God asks us to do something and we don't understand it. We don't know how it's all going to work out. We just need to obey God's word and trust that God knows best. But the other lesson from Abraham is this, that he separated from bad influences. And you know, in the Christian life, young kids, we need to learn that sometimes we're going to have to separate from bad influences. Sometimes we're going to have friends that are going to try to help teach us to do bad things or influence us to do bad things. And this is an important lesson for you guys to learn, that we have to separate from bad friends. Now, next, the memory verse for next time that you guys come to Family Fun Night is Proverbs 27:17, okay? I'm going to write this down. Memory verse is Proverbs 27:17, okay? And here's what the verse says. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. And you kids should memorize that verse, not only to get a prize, but also to learn that God wants you to have good friends. God wants you to have friends that are going to influence you to do right. They're going to help you do right. Not that are going to try to get you to do bad things. Not that are going to try to get you into bad religions or to do bad things with your life. Sometimes in life, we've got to step out by faith if we're going to serve God. And sometimes we have to separate from bad influences in order to do that, all right? So I hope that makes sense. I hope that lesson was helpful to you. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll have the puppets come back out one more time, okay? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this time. Thank you for this class. Lord, I pray that you'd help these young people and all of us to learn these lessons that in the Christian life, sometimes we got to step out by faith. We just have to trust God's word and trust that he knows best. And sometimes we have to separate from bad influences, people trying to get us to do bad things, and help us have good friends, help us to be good friends. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.